Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a study called Fear of the Somewhat Persuaded. I'm going to start in Revelation 21, 7 to 8. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That word fearful means delos, and it comes from dios, which is dread, but it means timid, that is, by implication, faithless. So when studying the word fearful, one finds it is not a characteristic of a born-again saint. In fact, the only other places the word delos is used is when the Lord refers to the calming of the wind and sea, rebuking his disciples for having little faith. Matthew 8, 25 to 26. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Mark 4, 38 to 41. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? So that term, little faith, is oligopistos. Oligopistos in the Greek. And it means incredulous, that is, lacking confidence, primarily in Christ. If you look at the root words of little faith, it's taken from two words meaning somewhat persuaded. The disciples at this point were only somewhat persuaded, and we see they ask what manner of man Christ is. Many times throughout the scriptures, the Lord exemplifies the necessity of faith, even refusing to perform miracles in certain places because of unbelief. Mark 6, 5-6. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk, and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages teaching. We also see Peter walking to the Lord on the water, becoming fearful when he took his eyes off the Lord. The miracle stopped. He began to sink, and he cried for help, placing his faith in Jesus for help, who then was quick to help. Matthew 14, 26-32. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. So this little faith extends to common fears of finding food and clothing, as the Lord says we shouldn't fear such things, because he knows we have need of them. He's promised to provide. Do we believe that he will? Matthew 6, 25-34. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take no thought therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So faith is a necessary part of one's walk with God, as one must believe that he is, and a rewarder of those who seek him. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When someone is somewhat persuaded, usually a part of the flesh is being held onto. But we know that the natural man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. And they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Romans 8:8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So we must be totally dead to the flesh. As sensualities, lusts, and the pursuits of it lead to death, let it be a lie in our minds, as God is always true. Romans 3:3-4. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. So the fearful and they that only somewhat believe will have their part in the lake of fire, choosing willfully to keep back their whole allegiance from serving the living God. Revelation 3:15-19. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Everyone must purge themselves of this double-minded heart quickly, and choose this day whom you will serve. God is willing to give strength and power and eternal life to those who serve him, but he won't honor those who are half in and half out. James 4:7-10. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Ye afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So in conclusion, Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion.